And now with some of the news headlines of the day, Annie Haswell joins me in the studio. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Sarah. Just a quick COVID count around the world. 3,822,989 cases. Deaths, 265,084. And 1,302,995 people have recovered. Bringing it back down to Australia, we've still got 6,875 cases. That's 24 new overnight. 5,984 recovered, and that's 95 that have recovered since yesterday, and 97 deaths, which means just one death overnight. So things actually easing off in Australia, as has been the pattern for some time.
And in the US, suffering hardest at the moment from the virus, President Trump has upped the rhetoric against China.
Yes, US President Donald Trump has described the coronavirus pandemic as the worst attack ever on the United States, worse than the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor or the 9/11 attacks. It's all part of his continuing blaming of China for not stopping the virus. Now, yesterday we heard reports of a Cold War developing between the two countries, and today he says his administration is weighing up punitive actions against China.
This virus continues to have implications of so many kinds, and it's causing a wildlife catastrophe in Africa.
Yes, in Africa, the closure of safari tourism because of the pandemic is decimating the industry and leading to an increase in poaching. And experts and rangers say they're seeing a couple of different kinds of poaching. There's a surge in the poaching as thousands of unemployed people dependent on the industry turn to wild animals for food. But there's also an upsurge in the more organised poaching of endangered species.
Meanwhile, a surprising number of countries remain virus-free.
Yeah, there are still 34 countries and territories, according to the World Health Organization, that have yet to report a single case of the novel coronavirus. They include all sorts of countries like Turkmenistan, Tajikistan. I won't take you through the whole list of 34, but they interestingly include lots of the island nations in the Pacific, such as Nauru, Kiribati, and the Solomon Islands. They're very isolated, which makes it sort of reasonable that they would escape the virus. And they were mostly spared because they were quickly locked down. Of course, the downside of that is that those countries are suffering badly from the lack of travel and tourism.
And news of asylum seeker Behrouz Bachani, who we've spoken to several times on The Wire when he was confined on Manus Island, he's causing a bit of a slanging match in New Zealand politics.
Yes, Behrouz Bachani, also known for his book No Friend But the Mountains, remains in New Zealand since going there last November for a speaking engagement. So in New Zealand Parliament, opposition immigration spokesman Stuart Smith is questioning the government about where he is and went further to suggest that there's political interference allowing him to stay. Mr. Bachani is understood to be remaining in New Zealand, awaiting a decision on his bid for asylum.